Good morning, church. Are we happy today?
Yes.
Despite any negative circumstances?
Yes.
Well, let's stand and let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. That regardless of what happens or has happened to us here this morning, that we are determined to praise the name of Jesus this morning. To lift the name of Jesus higher, and to give the devil a headache. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just meet us here once again with your Holy Spirit, as we come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for this now, in Jesus' name. Amen. So happy in Jesus, I know that the light of his presence with me does continually dwell. And to be able to sing, redeemed of the Lamb. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Amen. You know, when we are creative and we express ourselves, if you have people who write poetry. Some poetry is very dark, morbid. Other people, they write positive poetry. You have people who are painters. Thomas Kincaid, he's known as the painter of light. Why? Because I believe that he is born again, and what he has, you know, in him is he's expressing that on the canvas there. And the person who wrote this song said, I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. And I know that I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight. Amen. Fanny Crosby did not see Jesus Christ until she died. And that's when she was able to see. She was blind most of her life. But she still sang this, redeemed.
Singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus who crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming, over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Amen.
That song also happened to be written by Fanny Crosby.
Amen.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share. When His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Amen.
I will see you there.
My Savior, all
Fanny Crosby also wrote this song.
Amen.
Ask of me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you, as an inheritance for you, my children. Ask of me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you. Ask of me. Here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. As an ambassador for you, my Father. Here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. Here am I. Here am I, willing to obey you, Lord. I want to be a servant to your call. I want to be a servant to your call.
That last part one more time.
Here am I, willing to obey you, Lord. I want to be a servant to your call. I want to be a servant to your call. Oh, Father, here am I, willing to obey you, Lord. I want to be a servant to your call. Here am I.
Thank you, Lord.
God says, whom shall I send and whom will go for me? It's up to the individual to be able to say, here am I, Lord, send me.
Yeah. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory, the glory, the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And you find the first verse in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you.
blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift the holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name.
Praise you here this morning.
Amen. Praise you, Jehovah Jireh, Provider. We thank you for your presence in this house. Thank you, Father, for For in your presence there's fullness of joy. You are going to show us the paths of life. In thy presence there's fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there will be pleasures forevermore. We want to thank you today. As we are about to receive this offering, you told us in your word, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it would be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be room to receive it. Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises. You are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. And know this now. Know this, that God is going to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that you stand good in your promises. I've been young and now I'm old, yet never have I seen the righteous been forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Oh, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Oh, your work is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged swords, piercing even in the divine in asunder of soul and spirits, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the intents and the thoughts of the heart. Oh, your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we're going to thank you that you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. And we bless you and thank you today, O Lord. Thank you for moving in the midst of us and doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Doing great and mighty things that we knew not. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, it returns not thither, but it waters the earth, that it may bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word that shall proceed out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the flower fadeth, the grass withers, but the word of God shall stand forever. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, that you stand good upon your word. And we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you. We ask you today that you touch the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Oh, give him the anointing, give him the power, we pray, give him the freedom to preach. Let it be joy unspeakable and full of glory, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Touch everyone that gives a testimony. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And we want to thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified with the message. We will glorify with the testimonies. We'll be glorified with the music. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord. That's our delight. This is our desire, that your name be lifted up higher and higher. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Spirit feedeth on the worship thee. Set my spirit feedeth on the praise thy name.
Good morning. Good morning. Take time for testimonies this morning. Okay, Charles, we'll do announcements first.
Good morning again. Many of you have noticed that we got $100 bills in the bookstore in the back there. We're giving away $100 bills today. Compliments of Canon Carol West. The government also gives away money from time to time, but this, there's no strings attached to this, and on the back is the plan of salvation. So it's worth far more than a regular $100 bill. Now, I would caution you, don't take this someplace and try to redeem it. It says this note is legal tender, but it's not really. Anyways, this was the most prominent of the ones that we had back there. We got a couple other smaller ones that they brought in, and just interesting, you know, different ways to share the gospel with people. Most everybody likes money, and so they like it when you give them some money.
Everybody loves money. Okay. I want to say thank you to the Lord for the rain. And we know that's an answer to prayer. Thank Him for the rain that came, the rain that's coming, and the rain that's going to come. And the snow, too. I was up in the mountains this week, and it's beautiful. See that snow coming down. Snowflakes, you know, the size of quarters. It was stacking up. So, amen. So, more rain and more snow. Thank you very much. Okay, Natalia, come on up.
Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Listen, I tell you a story of old, an old story that you will foretold about a revolutionary who had to die. And when you hear the reason why, you hang your head and cry. But was ever a child born with a human a race? A baby who plunged stars into space? A little bitty baby, and yet he was the Son of God, turned into man.
As he grew
older and became a man, he increased in stature, took his stand. He healed the lame and the blind and sick, and the ones obeyed his command. He was a mighty man.
Amen.
And but was ever a child?
No, but it's certain.
But certain of the people disliked you and I wanted to kill him with hate in their eyes. And so they skimmed against the Son of God and they hung him on a tree. The earth turned dark in the middle of the day. The trees began to tremble and the wood to shake. And the veil of the temple was ripped in twain. And the people were running scared. It was a mighty day. Jesus said if he wanted to come down from the cross to destroy them all, but he suffered through hell instead of you and me. It was nails, but it was love that held them to the tree. His words ring through the pages of history. His voice still echoes through the century. Then shall be saved if they trust in me. It was nails, but it was love that held them to the tree.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a short testimony. Last week, Pastor John was preaching about being prepared and ready. One of them was like a car accident. So it kind of stirred up some of my past memories. A little over 40 years ago, I just got out of the service, and of course, all military people are trained in first aid, so I was prepared to save my buddy's life, sort of speak, in case of war or injury. So it was like near the summertime when I got out, so we were teenagers or young people, and a whole bunch of us after church, we jumped in our cars drove off to the lake, and we had this one visitor from Los Angeles, and I told him specifically, follow me since I know the way. So as we continued on driving to the lake, being teenagers with a V8 power, he accelerated and passed me up, and he was in the lead. A few minutes later, there was a 90 degree corner or a long sweeping corner, and they ran into a head on collision. And the girl that was sitting next to the driver, I guess the rear view mirror hit her right behind, cut her deep cut right behind her ear, and there's a main artery there. And she was just bleeding severely. Of course, everybody was in panic, screaming and running around, don't know what to do. And I'm just thankful to God that with my little experience I had in the Army, I grabbed a towel and put pressure on it and tried to stop the bleeding. By the time the ambulance came, that towel was just soaking wet with blood. That girl must have lost so much blood. So anyway, this is a one story. when Natalia was, before she was even 6 months old, she had a seizure. Being the way her mother conducted herself during pregnancy, it's something I guess you might say we were expecting. And so at that time, Lisa lived with us, and she was holding the baby. Everything was beautiful, and then all of a sudden she just screamed. She says, Natalia, stop breathing. And she started turning black or dark. And then she quickly handed over to the mother, to grandmother. And then grandmother started to scream. And so I came running there, and then she would hand it over to me. And the only thing I could say was, God, help us. And so the Holy Spirit voice patiently said, turn the baby over to the side. And sure enough, the baby started to breathe, and we just give all the glory and praise to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You know, I think we've seen our little sister here for about 3 years or somewhere along that line. And it's remarkable to me because I see the hand of God upon her and how he, what he's done with her in that little bit of time. You know, and I, when she was singing that little song here, I was thinking, what a how blessed she is, because I know one thing, I don't think I could memorize all that in 1 week. You know what I mean? That's a new song pretty much every week. And that's a gift of God right there. To be that's a memory. And also that's a great help from Grandma and Grandpa, I'm sure. But that's what I was thinking. That's pretty good memory. Pretty good. So, okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Oh, you have an announcement? Oh, wow. Who's got a birthday? Michael and Joshua. So you two birthday boys want to come up here?
We're going to deliver a birthday message.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, but make it short, make it to the point.
Okay.
I'm on camera now. Please.
You got a message?
I got a short one.
Okay.
Beauty before ugliness. You want to say something?
No.
Well, I don't get too excited. Myself, every night I pray that I have a long and healthy life. And when I talk to God, I say, well, I have to have a reason for asking for a long and healthy life. And of course, you are the reason that I ask that. So God is answering my prayers by giving me a relatively healthy and healthier and a longer life. And I'm going to continue to pray that prayer, continue to make that progress. That's a testimony in action continually.
Okay, so Michael, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 65 now, and I feel some of that.
65?
Yeah.
That's what you're turning, 65?
No, I'm 65 now. It's February
12th. When is your birthday?
We're both born February 12th, Abraham Lincoln's Day.
Oh, so you just turned 65?
Yes.
Okay. And Joshua, how old are you?
22.
Okay. If we're celebrating birthdays, I believe we ought to know how old they are, don't you? So I like to know everybody's age. Okay. So, what you were just talking about, being healthy, the devil, he'll come and tell you, oh, you're not going to have this or you're going to have that. You know what I mean? And he always wants to whisper in your ear about how you're going to have this health problem or that health problem. Well, we don't have to receive that.
No.
So, yeah, don't listen to the devil's health program. It's not healthy. Okay, so happy birthday. Pastor John.
65 is very young. That's many years ago almost. Well, we're going to have an announcement first. And my announcement is this, that has been brought to my attention that we need maybe, well, someone said we need a Wednesday night Bible study. And I was going to write and have something to write on, and I forgot to do that. If we do have a Wednesday night Bible study, I'll be teaching it to begin with. And we would not be talking about the world government. We're not going to be talking about anything except we're going to be talking about personal growth, study the Bible, and to build faith in us. If you are interested, here's what I want you to do. After the service, you go to the bookstore, and I'm going to ask that Sister Sharon that if you can get some kind of paper and just write down the names. If we get, you know, more than a few people together, we will have a Bible study. If no one says they want one, I'm not going to show up myself either. So that's the announcement. The sermon outline is on the web, so if you are watching us right now, you can download that and have that ready. I got a couple of praise reports here. We should take those first. And I forgot to put my glasses on. I was not quite ready. And this one is from Sweden. And it says this. Dear John, Ina, and the Congregation of Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, I just want to write a little note to wholeheartedly thank you all for praying for my mother, Marie Ann. My mother recovered enough to be able to make the flight, and her ear did not give her any problem during the flight. She and my father, Magnus, arrived in Sweden last Saturday safely. To God be the glory for answered prayers. They are not trying to overcome jet lag. My mother is much better, but still weak, and still has some cough and problem with her ear. She went to the doctor today. They took a lot of tests. We'll find out within a few days the results. We rest assured that God knows her needs and will provide. God bless you for all interceding on our behalf in Christ's love. And this is from Karin Jonsson, and she is the daughter. So we want to thank God for that. Now, here is another an exciting thing. Remember that last week, we prayed for Anna Miller in Germany. I remember, she's in the hospital, and she was not doing well at all. And so we prayed for her here in the service. Remember that? Some of you do? You do. All right. Here is the answer. The son, Mr. Muller, has written yesterday and told us that Anna Muller, his mother, was released from the hospital today, Tuesday. We prayed Sunday, and Tuesday she was released from the hospital, and that she began to improve greatly, beginning with Sunday. They were very moved to see and hear you praying for them live on the internet. They have told us to thank you for your love and your prayer. What's exciting to me is that we have never seen this woman. We don't know who she is. We pray here, and then in Europe, in Germany, God moves in the hospital and heals a woman. So that should really encourage us that when we pray, something is happening. Well, we got something else here today that I also like to read and share with you. This is written February 13th, 2009. And the man that wrote this and sent it, his name is Ron Lenhard. I do not know where he's from in the world. He could be any place. But this is what he wrote. Dear Brother John, this is a poem that the Lord gave me many years ago. I trust it will be a blessing. When I think of the cross of Jesus, I often wonder why he took so much pain and grief, and just for me, he died. He left his throne in glory and counted but loss to come to earth and die on an old rugged cross. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," as they beat him and scourge him. And he did it just for you. Then he cried, "It's finished," as he died for you and me, that we might go to heaven and live eternally. When I think of the cross of Jesus, I wonder day to day why people scoff and say, "I can find another way." For Jesus is the only one that saves and sets men free. And that's why my Savior died on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Ron Leonard, for writing that and sharing that with us. I want to share this with the congregation and also with you that are watching us. And that is that next Sunday, the Lord has laid upon my heart that we're going to have communion in our church. And I want to say this to you that are able to watch us, that you prepare and that you will have a grape juice and some bread. And then when we do take the communion here next week, you can take it with us, as the camera will show how we are doing it here, and we can do it together. And even if you are watching us later on an archive video, you can be prepared and take communion with us at that time. So that's be coming this coming Sunday. All right, we got some prayer requests here. And the first one we're going to ask Charles Terrell to pray for. And this is from Lemuel, I guess how you pronounce it. He's from New Jersey. He struggled with fears that he cannot come back to the Lord because of his sins done willfully. He's repented in deep sorrow, prayed that he will understand God's forgiveness and love and be able to walk in freedom from these fears. And then we have a prayer request from Regina Williams in Indiana. And it says here, she's present to stay with her brother and his family, but she needs to develop a source of income and obtain her own place to live. Pray for her to get a job. She needs a car to go to a job. She needs wisdom from God. So let's come forward, and we're going to be praying for these things here today. And I'm going to be asking Thomas if you would lead us in a thanks for Anna Muller, that God healed her, and also thanking God for the rains. And Charles, if you will pray for this. And then we have Regina Williams in Indiana, and we give that to Sister Lois. And then to Sister Joanne, if you would praise God for Marianne in Sweden, that she got healed. And those are the needs that we have today. So let's start with Brother Thomas.
Father God, we want to say thank you for healing for this Anna Mueller and what you did for her, Lord, and also that it would be a testimony in Germany where she lives, and to her neighbors and to her family. And Father, we thank you that you give us the opportunity to pray to move your hand, and we know that's how you work on the earth. Your people have been empowered to do the praying so that you will move. And we are to rule on the earth, Lord. And you're waiting for us to act. While many are saying we're waiting on God, you're waiting on us. So we thank you, Father, for an understanding of where we are in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the abundance of rain that we've had here in California this past week, Lord. And we know that it is a direct answer to prayer. When we watch the forecast and we see nothing but rain, rain, rain in the future, we can say that's because we prayed and that's because you moved. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for the rain that we're having today, the rain that's coming tomorrow and in through the next couple months, that there will be abundance of rain. Our reservoirs will be filled. The farmers will be able to plant and to reap a harvest. And it will be done glorifying your name, Lord. And we thank you for your scripture that says you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And Lord, it's the way you sustain people on the earth, Lord. And we know you say you rain on the just and the unjust, and this is true. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for keeping the small farmer in business and blessing his crops. Let him know who you are. Let him put away, as your word says, and also give the ground a rest, like your word says. And Father, we just thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, for bringing the price of oil down. And Lord, you know that there's been a great amount of greed here in California with the price increases, even as the cost of the barrel is low. And they've cut production just to keep the prices high. And we just don't think that's right, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for destroying that kind of profiteering and that kind of control on the marketplace. And Lord, we just thank you for all things. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you, Lord, that we have vehicles to drive, that we have houses to live in, food in the refrigerator, so much abundance that you've given us. And we just want to praise your name for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, when it comes to this man, Lemuel, that we spoke to him earlier this week, and you know the things that are going on, the tormenting spirits, Father, that are trying to minister to him and to get them to cave in and to accept their version of the truth. But Father, we've spoken to him, and that Father, he desires to serve you. And so Father, we just ask that you would just be true to your word and meet him, that as he is weak and realizes that he is weak, that he would call upon you, and that you will just help him in his hour of need, that when these tormenting spirits show up and put these, whatever, every kind of thought that is in his mind, that he would be able to recognize it immediately, to reject it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, and to be able to say, this is not mine. I do not accept this. Father, help him to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is loved and that you love him, that he is your son, and that he has not been rejected, despite what he might think.
Yes.
And so, Father, as he presses into you, that you will just meet him, and that despite what has happened to his life up until this point, it's the most important thing is how he's going to finish his life here on this earth. And so, Father, we just pray that you would help him to finish out strong, and that he will be able to look back and be able to say, I made some mistakes, but I set my sights upon the Lord. And I don't have any regrets thereafter. And we thank you for that now, that he will be a strong man of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Father God, I lift up
Regina Williams, who lives in the state of Indiana, to you, Lord. Father, she's seeking your will in her life, and she wants to know what direction to take. Father, she doesn't want to be dependent on other people, which is understandable. But we thank you that they were able to take care of her for a while. And we thank you and know that that's your blessing on her. And you've given her time so that she can evaluate the situation, the job situation, and see what's available for her in her field. And Father God, you have a perfect job just for her that you are saving and reserving for her. And all you're waiting for is for her belief in you, her trust in you, and know that you have something for her, and you'll show her the way to it, Lord. And Father, we pray also for a vehicle for her, but if she would be able to go in a carpool, that might help her out until she could afford to get a car. But Father, whatever you have for her, you either have one or you'll help her to get transportation that she needs. And Father God, we ask you to minister to her spirit and lift her up and help her to be strong in her faith, knowing that you are her Father in heaven and that you do love her and you do want what's best for her. And so whatever you tell her to do, Lord, she will do. And Father God, we ask you to also provide her a place to live where she won't be too far from her job and that she can be in a position to minister to other people around her. We ask you all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And Father God, we just thank you with great joy for healing Marie Ann. And as she surrenders every little thing to you, you'll heal the ear and anything else that comes her way. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for her joy in Jesus to come forth. We thank you, Lord, that she made the flight in your perfection, and the jet lag is not going to overtake her, and the cough is going to go. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that she loves you, and that she's going to love you more and more. She's going to surrender everything to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and praise you that she had the courage to fly to her where her daughter is. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you say in your word, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." And if you've overcome the world, you can overcome anything for Marie Ann. We thank you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can pray here today. And we do want to thank you, Lord, for the many answers to prayers. And last week, Father God, we asked for finances, Lord, for this ministry, particularly with a webcast to retire that fund, with that deficit we have. And we want to thank you, Father God, for $1,000 that was sent to us last week. And Lord, that put us down to $9,400 to go. And we thank you greatly, Father God, in a short time, we will be debt-free on our equipment, and we can be able to move on and not have to think about that.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for so many other things. We thank you for our health. We thank you, Father God, for keeping people in this church well. And Lord, as I think back over the years, we've had very, very few funerals. And Father God, I thank you for that we have a healthy body in this church. Once in a while, someone gets up in age, Lord, and they go to be with you. But Father, very seldom do we have a funeral in this church. And I thank you for that. And Father God, as we have prepared ourselves, Lord, you told us to prepare for a webcast. We prayed for the finances. You sent us finances. We purchased the equipment, Lord. We set it up. People volunteered to be trained as technicians. And we have it ready, and it's working now. But Father God, unless you advertise this, it's not going to go too far. We are not that well known in the world. And we ask you right now, and we believe in faith. We all agree on this.
Yes.
that, Father God, that supernaturally you begin to speak to people all over this world, in all different nations, to tune in to our particularly webcast, to our website. Father, we've had hundreds, if not thousands of people been led in that direction. And we ask you right now, Lord, as we give of ourselves and we produce and we send this out, that you will advertise this supernaturally. And in a short time, you will have 100,000 people every week worshiping with us here, Lord. So that, Father God, we can get the message out to the dying world. And we thank you that this prayer is going to be answered. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. And we love you, and we worship you now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And those who agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated. We will have the outlines handed out at this time.